It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How is this going to end up?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it means something every time you can come here and just, like, show yourself. It's a great feeling being back here. You know, never pass up on this opportunity for sure. Yeah, obviously it was a little up and down for everybody, our whole team. At the start, we obviously came into the season pretty highly touted and kind of fell off the edge for a little bit. So we had to kind of get it back on track, and, you know, really proud of our group for, you know, going on that run that we did. And, you know, I think everybody in our room knew we were capable of that, and kind of just took the whole season for us to get there. So, you know, fell one short, but pretty proud of that run. Yeah, I mean, obviously, like, his resume speaks for itself. 900 games in the NHL. Can't really dispute that. So he's super professional, great coach. We obviously all have so much we can learn from him, and it's been great the first 2 years there. So it's been amazing playing for him. Yeah, I think just a little bit of everything. Just keep getting bigger, keep getting stronger. I think just focusing on my foot speed, closing plays quicker, I think that's one of the biggest things for me. And like I said before, just keep taking steps in every aspect of my game.
How are you working with some of the newer guys that are going to help? What's it like to kind of respond to the career and kind of give them some guidance?
Yeah, I think it's a good feeling for sure. I think, especially in this rank, in this organization, just being able to see these guys come in and, you know, obviously hear about them and hear where they're going. So, they're stepping into college hockey, and I think that was a big jump for me. So just, you know, being able to give them whatever questions they have or anything, being able to help out, it's a pretty cool feeling. I think just playing against older guys, in college it's a lot different from juniors, even the CHL. There's 23, 24-year-olds. I think the average age is up there, like 21, 22. Just they're bigger, stronger, more mature players, and I think that's really just the biggest step. You know, you really got to bear down on pucks, and obviously I stepped into a bigger role. I played a lot more minutes. That helps. I played with Cole Hudson. He's obviously a super gifted player. I think we meshed really well together towards the end of the year. And then I think just confidence was a huge thing for me. A slow start after my freshman year, and then even to this year, kind of had a slow start. So kind of just getting in a groove, and you know, that confidence comes with that and playing a lot. So I think that was the biggest thing for me.
You say role, what was your role?
I think it was a little bit of everything. You know, I played quite a few minutes for us and was super happy with the role I was in. Penalty kill, 5-on-5, 6-on-5, you know, a little bit more defensive. But, you know, it was what I had to do for the team. And, you know, obviously my D partner is kind of the gifted offensive player. So, you know, playing with him was a little, took a little getting used to. And then by the end, I think we kind of found both of our games and what we needed to do to win. So,
why do you think you had a slow start and how did you get out of it?
Yeah, obviously, like, our team was really young. We're going to be super young again next year. So kind of just getting everyone to buy in to that, buy into their new roles in college. I think maybe slow start. Me and Cole weren't really on the same page. You know, coming in, we're new D partners. You know, it just took a while for us. And, you know, once we got there, I think it went really well. Yeah, for sure. I think definitely have made strides with my confidence. You know, I feel pretty good out there. I think two seasons of college and being called like an older guy in college now, going into my junior year, really helps with that. I've kind of had a lot of games under my belt now and made two pretty deep runs. So been on some good teams. So I think learning from a lot of guys and playing under a lot of guys helped me a lot. Yeah, it's a lot about, obviously not for me anymore, but first impressions. You know, it's how you carry yourself on and off the ice. You know, it's a lot of guys, they're meeting these people for the first time. And, you know, treat everyone with respect. You know, it's not necessarily an evaluation camp, but, you know, they're looking for guys that are working hard out there and kind of giving it their all. So,
what do you want to take from this development?
I think every time we were able to work with these coaches, I know obviously I've worked with a lot of them throughout the years, even on the Junior Sabres, but anytime you're able to work with them, just kind of picking their brain, seeing what they're thinking on the ice, off the ice, anything, they have so much to offer, and taking that back with me to BU next year is obviously it's a gift, and super happy to be here. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff on the ice, I think. You know, obviously, like, the skating stuff we did yesterday is huge. I think skating is probably the biggest piece of the game today, and I've worked with Mike when I was growing up. He was my coach, so there's certain tidbits that he has that not many people have for skating, and you could see it with some of the coaches. They're like, I haven't even heard of that. So I think it's that's probably the biggest thing, just being able to work with Mike again. I think his confidence is unreal. Like no moment phases him. You know, he steps up. He stepped up huge for us in a couple of the games down the stretch. Really just showed up, and then obviously his skills speak for himself. How great of a skater his edges and puck handling is, and but like I said, I think his confidence is the biggest thing. You know, he's never afraid to try anything with the puck, keep it on a stick for however long he wants to, and he capitalizes on it a lot of the time.
Are you kind of the anchor on that duo? I don't know how to call it, but I mean, how would you refer your role on
it? Yeah, sometimes can be, but, you know, I think of myself as kind of a two-way defenseman, so I think we complement each other really well. You know, we use each other a lot in the offensive zone, find each other a lot. You know, I try to jump into the play when I can. But, you know, when he's going, he's going. And that works a lot for our team. And when that's happening, I just got to, you know, play what's right for the team in order for us to win. So. Yeah, like I said before, it's just honestly an honor to be here every time come to this camp. You know, you can't really pass up on putting on NHL gear. It's just a surreal feeling being out there with a lot of coaches I worked with when I was younger, and at this level is amazing, and being able to represent them, you know, wherever I play is a great feeling.
Do you stay down here with the guys, or do you go home?
No, I stay in the hotel, so yeah. It would be nice to stay in my bed, but
there's so much going on the ice with, you know, training and what you're learning, but off ice, what's some of the itinerary going to be this week for the conference here?
Yeah, I think it's changed a little bit with the new strength staff, so, you know, I've been able to get to know some of them, and, you know, it's been tough with the new testing and everything. I think we're going to hit the gym pretty hard here the next couple days. I think that's a lot of their mentality is, you know, you got to work for everything you get, and it's been great, honestly. It's been pretty taxing, but you know, it's only a couple days, so it's been awesome.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.